Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and today is the day to talk about sportball.
Sportball? Oh, man.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, wow. That's no secret. I do not sport, but that's not going to stop the movies from doing it. This is Cinema Wars, the entertainment argument show here on WMCO, and I have three contestants here to talk about the best football film because the Super Bowl is going to be right around the corner, and no idea how that's going to turn out. I'm expecting some amazing commercials personally, but that's just why I watch it.
Mm-hmm. You're one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
Oh, man.
All right, so we have three contestants. I have Joe.
I'm back.
Chris.
What up?
And Zach.
Hello.
And this is Zach's first time. Round of applause.
Yay.
Uh-huh, thanks. You guys are so nice.
Golf we clap. Try.
Golf clap.
Yep.
And Joe keeps coming back for more punishment.
For more punishment.
And
more
golf clap for the eventual loser today.
More punishment and more criticism that I do not deserve.
Oh, man.
I'm just here so I don't
all
get
all right, fine. So yay. We're going to go through this and get their choices. So, Joe, what did you pick?
Rudy.
Ooh, good choice, good choice.
Chris?
Remember the Titans.
Mm.
I just stole Zach's movie, didn't I?
Nope, I had quite a few plans.
Oh, buddy.
He's got plans within plans, yeah. Man. All right, Zach.
I'm going to have to go with Invincible.
Ooh. Ooh. These are three really good movies.
I was hoping someone would say Waterboy.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought about it. I was this close.
All right.
So close.
All right, Joe, give us your rundown.
So, Rudy, the true story of an undersized player chasing his Notre Dame football dreams. So, Rudy is based on a true story about Rudy Rudiger, whose dream is to play at the University of Notre Dame and play football. And he's the smallest guy in his family. I think he's the youngest in his family. His brothers were bigger than him, so he was always, bullied and all that stuff growing up. Always the smallest guy in his middle school team, high school team growing up. But his dream was always to play at Notre Dame. But he never had the money, the grades, to get a scholarship for Notre Dame. He worked at his dad's steel mill growing up to get money and to do all that stuff. He lost his friend in an accident in the steel mill. So that was really tragic for him to overcome. He had dyslexia. And thanks to his friend that he met at Notre Dame, D-Bob. He finally gained admission to Notre Dame after lots of hard work and determination. And finally, his goal when he got into Notre Dame was to walk on to the Notre Dame football team. And he was able to walk on, but he never was able to make the, I think it was, 58-man roster to play on Saturdays. So it was very frustrating for him. He had a lot of tough times through that. Then finally, the final game of the year, he wasn't originally on the list, but then a lot of his teammates came forth to the new head coach and told the coach to put Rudy on that final roster because he deserved it, he earned it, he gained all the teammates' respect because of his hard work and determination that he showed. So he was able to play in his final game against Georgia Tech, did not play the entire game until the last two plays of the game, and he was able to live his college football dream with his family in the stands.
Sweet. Chris.
All right. Remember the Titans. Not just a story about football, but a story about the whole civil rights movement back in the 1970s and the 60s. A school, T.C. Williams High School, I believe it's over in Pennsylvania, if my memory is correct.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
A classically segregated high school. Eventually, at the beginning of the movie, they begin to integrate the minority ethnicities into the school, primarily for the purpose of this movie, the African-American community, and things don't go over well because now guys that are currently on the football team that are white and are privileged, they have to compete with these black kids coming in trying to take their spot. So there's a lot of racial tension going on early, and the new head coach of the program, a black man himself, played by Denzel Washington, great actor, great job with this role. He brings this team together and puts all of the race issues aside. They even do as much as they can to put the racial division in their own town to the side, and they really bring everyone together in racial awareness, all that good stuff. And at the end of the movie, winning a state championship, doesn't get much better than that. Getting that state title on one of the best plays ever in football movie lore. Just a great play. Excellent film, and I think it's something that really still holds a lot of weight, especially with what's going on in today's world. We still have the race relations going on, still got some issues there. It's a movie that everyone really should watch, because not only are you going to learn a little bit about the game of football and you're going to see a good movie, but it's going to teach you a lot about life and the civil rights movement and all that good stuff.
Zach.
All right. Invincible. Also a movie based on a true story. It is the story of Vince Papale, and he essentially was a Philadelphia native and grew up playing football, was teaching at his alma mater, and always kind of had the aspirations to continue playing football. And it happened to be that the Philadelphia Eagles were essentially having open tryouts, so he eventually decided he was going to go and basically attempt to walk on to an NFL team, and kind of got some odd looks, ridiculed. Nobody really thought he'd be able to do it, but he ended up being able to make the team and ended up being a tremendous player, really. I believe he was a cornerback. I think that's what...
Mm-hmm. Played primarily special teams.
Yeah, I think that's what he ended up getting on for, but... he was a special teams specialist, and just a really great movie all around, and telling the story of Vince and incorporating how really anybody can do it if you put your mind to it. And I believe that he is the oldest rookie in the NFL besides anyone that was a kicker. So able to really capture the history and the story behind how he was able to accomplish that, and how even though he may have been, I think, 30-something whenever he ended up being a rookie and playing his first season in the NFL, that really football is a game that anybody can play as long as you're willing to put forth the work and the effort. And it's really up to the individual of how bad that they want it. And I think that this movie's really done a great job in being able to display that and show that and kind of give a lot of people hope around the world.
Sweet. Well, those are the choices. Those are the contestants. Now, let them fight.
Not to mention with Chris's, when at the beginning of the movie, when the superintendent is like, if you lose a game,
yep,
he's fired. So that
it was the big time thing in that time period. No one trusted the head coach of that program, played by Denzel Washington, Coach Boone, and no one trusted him. If they lost a single game, he would have been fired, put on the streets, because the former head coach, Coach Yost, was his top assistant, the defensive coordinator for this team. He was still waiting in the wings after kind of having his job taken away from him, and the school board really wanted to bring him back because the school board, they're all predominantly white still. Mm-hmm. They still have these racial divisions going on, and they've got their opinions about the black community. They wanted Coach Yost. But Coach Boone and Coach Yost came together and really brought the team with them. They put the racial things aside, like I already said, and they basically stuck it to the man up in the school board and the superintendent, everyone involved with it in the higher ups, and they overcame all of those obstacles that stood in their way.
I'll run the defense as a part of my team strategy.
And
also, Denzel just won a SAG Award yesterday for Best Actor, so you got that going for you.
But not only did they have Denzel Washington, they had a slew of actors in this one.
A young Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, young Ryan Gosling playing Alan Bosley. Ethan Suplee as Louis Lastic. You still had Donald Faison in there as Petey Jones, one of my favorite actors of all time. Craig Kirkwood, Kate Bosworth, Wood Harris as Julius Campbell. Just a lot of great actors coming together for this film. It was a star-studded cast, and they did a phenomenal job with this film, bringing it to life and telling a true story based on the time.
Rudy was played by Sean Astin, who was in Lord of the Rings as a hobbit. I know you love you,
Mr. Roy. Sam.
Sam Wise Gamgee. A young Sean Astin. So Rudy, he was always told he was too small to play college football, and he was determined to overcome the odds, and he fulfilled his dream. It was a true underdog story. I remember when I saw it for the first time, I did bawl my eyes out as a child. It's such a good movie.
It really is.
It just proves, if you are determined, if you have that passion to play a sport you love for the team that you've always wanted to play for, it's your dream, and it's just to never give up on your dreams. Even though people tell you, you're too small, you don't deserve to be out in the field, why do you think you have any chance to play for the Notre Dame University, who was one of the top football programs in the country at that time?
Yeah, and when they used to win national titles.
Yep, and he said that, I'm going to prove you wrong, even though I got, dyslexia, I've had a rough childhood growing up, I'm not good at school, but he got a lot of help, and he proved his family wrong, his father wrong. It just... Overall, just a very, very well-done movie. Just had a lot, very inspiring movie.
Yeah, if we're going to play the actor game, I think I win with Marky Mark. similar thing, really, as far as, moral and lesson-wise, is Rudy. It is also, an underdog story, mm-hmm. even though they're kind of the opposite. One's kind of college level. The other one's, a 30-year-old man that's been teaching and decide, I'm going to go back and try and play football. And really just the same thing, just shows that if you want to do it, regardless of what it is, whether it's sports or not, you have the ability to do it. It's just a matter of how hard you're willing to work at it and how much you really want that specific thing. So not only is it a tremendous football movie, it also teaches a lot of life lessons, I feel like sports do
mm-hmm.
in general, regardless of what sport it is. But it does a really good job of incorporating real world philosophy, I guess, and ways to teach people while also telling a true story and being sport related.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love all of these movies. I've watched them all at least 1,000 times.
Same.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything football related, I'm watching it. But I do, at the end of the day, I think, all three of them bring really good messages to the table, and they all do a great job of telling those stories and bringing the underdog to the table with Rudy and Invincible. And at the same time, a little bit with Remember the Titans, there is a little bit of a underdog tone mm-hmm. there. I do think that in terms of which story could really be used the most in terms of society, I think that Remember the Titans kind of jumps out a little bit of ahead of the other two, just because, we still see these racial issues going on in America and around the world. And I think this is a movie that still continues to shed light on those mm-hmm. issues and teaches people the core value. Every man is created equal, no matter what your skin color is, your ethnicity.
I know in today's society, you don't see a whole lot of walk-ons playing in top college football programs. And you just saw recently with the Clemson game, the wide receiver who caught the game-winning touchdown was a walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to remember it in the college football lore as, hey, I was a walk-on that didn't deserve to be in the championship game, and here I am catching the game-winning touchdown. So that my movie does relate to today's society when, walk-ons who don't deserve to be in programs do make it to top programs and, shock people and prove people wrong.
Yeah, see, it's really kind of extremely similar to yours.
The unfortunate part with Zach's is we're never going to see an NFL team hold open tryouts
anymore.
That's probably not going to ever happen. But, if you look at it in the sense of ways that it can help people live their life better, I mean, people change what they do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, I changed majors here twice, declared a minor a couple times. People change what they do in their daily lives all the time. So I think that Invincible is really just a good way to remind people, like, it's never too late to do what you really love and what you really want to do.
All three very good choices, yep. And we just made things really difficult for Aaron just now.
If these movies don't get you motivated or inspire you, then there's something wrong with you.
You just naturally want to run through a brick wall after watching all three of these movies. So, that is how powerful
I'm
going
to go play Ohio State. Let's go. Well, we are talking about football movies here on WMCO. This is Cinema Wars. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will choose the winner right after that. Keep it here on 90.7.
Check out the sports broadcast schedule on orbitmediaonline.com to see all the games you can hear live right here on WMCO. Also, check out the Orbit TV YouTube channel for some highlights of previous games. You can also watch some exclusive player and coach interviews. We are Orbit Media, your leader in Fighting Muskie sports.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Don't scream, because we're heading into dead air, as well as into the unknown with me, Manda G, as I talk about all things horror and jam out to pop punk such as Fall Out Boy, A Day to Remember, and Arctic Monkeys, along with news, weather, and community calendar every Monday from 10 to midnight on WMCO.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You're listening to Cinema Wars here on WMCO. I'm DJ Ace. We have three contestants talking about best football movie.
You almost did it again.
You went, wow. He got the headset. He's like, best.
Which sport
football.
Is
yeah,
this?
It's football. It's football. Yeah,
it's football. And we have Joe, Chris, and Zach, who all know sports better than I do, to talk about that.
Apparently. Just a wee bit.
So keep going, guys.
What do you mean keep going?
Keep going. How do we bash these amazing
right?
movies?
You're going to have to. You're going to have to.
I thought we were picking the winner now. I wasn't prepared for a second round of arguments.
You mean to tell me I have to make fun of Invincible?
Right?
A great movie.
And I don't want to make fun of Rudy.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Remember the Titans. Oh.
Well, so many iconic moments out of all three of these movies.
Know.
Just unbelievable. I mean, you've got Rudy getting onto the field. Everyone in the stadium chanting, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Oh, I just got chills.
I know, right? Every single time it happens, you get chills. With Vince Papale making his first tackle, getting that first game action for him. An unbelievable moment on that punt return that he was covering down the field. And, I mean, you look at Remember the Titans. We were just going over one over the break. You know, the left side, strong side. That whole bit between Gary Bertier and Julius Campbell. A great iconic moment when Gary's in the hospital bed after his car accident. Julius comes to visit him, and the nurse is like, only kin's allowed in here, you know. And Gary speaks up to the nurse, don't you see the family resemblance? This is my brother.
These are two guys...
Gary was white, Julius was black. It's just heart-wrenching every single time.
I think what hurts my movie is that my movie's a little older.
That's true.
Back in 93, so it hasn't, I don't know if a lot of people have seen it recently, but a lot of people I talk to, when they mention Rudy, they just go, oh, Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
All three of them, all you have to do is mention
Yeah, if you
the
just
name.
Mention these three movies, and people are just like, oh my gosh, yes.
Just so incredible.
I hope people, I know a lot of people know Remember the Titans, but I know there's probably not a handful that remember Invincible, but I loved Invincible. I thought it was a great movie.
I feel like
who doesn't
like
Marky Mark?
Exactly. Yeah, Mark, if high-key football fans know that movie a lot, high-key Marky Mark fans know that movie just because he's in it. But, you know, I can kind of see where you're going with that. Maybe the average moviegoer doesn't remember it, per se.
So mine was August 13th,
1993. Yeah.
So that was my release date.
I remember when Remember the Titans came out. It was on the VHS.
Oh, yeah.
That's how long ago this was.
So you guys were, you two are Disney movies. So
yeah.
They're Disney sport movies.
Yeah, that is the big difference. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Rudy wasn't made by Disney. I want to say they were DreamWorks.
It says TriStar.
Okay, TriStar, something like that. But you got the Disney influence with Remember the Titans and Invincible. Obviously, that influence cannot be questioned.
Jon Favreau is in that movie.
Yep, Jon Favreau.
Very important to the Marvel Universe director.
Yep.
So I forgot he's a key role.
Yeah, he plays
his best friend that helps him get through his dyslexia and helps him with school and meeting girls and all that cool stuff.
Especially the meeting girls.
Yes, meeting girls, because
that's the most important thing on his list.
Yes, yes.
I feel like that definitely relates to college kids these days.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't. Yeah. It's hard to argue against these.
It really is.
The only thing that I can say bad about Remember the Titans is that Ryan Gosling was a complete liability.
That's true.
This is
complete
true.
Liability on defense. He couldn't play.
Coach, you better not take out my boy.
Oh, and he did it anyway.
He's getting beat like he stole something.
That was so good. And then Petey gives him back the spot eventually after he's got the whole ordeal with not wanting to play for Coach Yost or whatever. And Coach Yost tells him, you want to give him your spot? You go give it to him.
Yep.
He goes and gives it to him. And Gosling's like, are you kidding me right now? I thought I was done.
I keep forgetting that was a young Ryan Gosling in that movie.
And young Donald Faison. And that was before Scrubs.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So we got a lot of famous people in our movies that are turned out to be so, like, amazingly successful.
And you know, it's really funny because Denzel and Ryan Gosling are up for nominations in the Oscars
they
right
both
now.
Are. Yeah, they
and
both
my
are.
Guy was in Lord of the Rings.
Boom. There's your sci-fi connection.
Samwise Gamgee. Let's go.
Which cleaned out the Oscars.
Oscars in Return of the King. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite Return of the King. I win.
No, you don't.
Favorite Lord of the Rings, go.
Oh, my gosh. Wrong topic. Maybe later,
but
Joe.
Maybe later. We'll see. Yeah.
It's up to Aaron, but that's all right.
But you technically still have 2.5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so Invincible, it's about the Philadelphia Eagles. Who likes the Eagles?
Blake.
Apparently Blake, but that's about it. Blake.
Yep.
That's about
Blake
it.
Does.
I don't think that's a strong argument.
But, I mean, the argument can be made that Pennsylvania has terrific football.
That is true.
Since, you know, Remember the Titans, Invincible, a lot of things football related have come from Pennsylvania.
I'm surprised he didn't mention the Steelers right there.
Well,
I'm shocked.
They're not allowed.
Yeah. I mean, whenever we lose that badly to the Patriots in divisional championship, I mean, we'll be back, but still.
Yeah.
You can't say they're great football after you get beat that bad.
Starting to sound like a Browns fan.
Oh, man. Let's not talk about the Browns.
Know.
They're featured in their own sports movie. Draft Day.
Yeah, Draft Day. I never watched that.
It's a good movie,
I didn't
but it's
watch
like
it either.
The
I'm just
Browns,
like,
really?
This is going to bring back a lot of bad memories if I go watch this movie.
Right, but at the end of the day, it's all right.
Yep.
All right, I need you guys to give me something here. So,
oh my gosh.
Final comments.
Oh.
Remember the Titans, greatest football movie to ever be made simply because of the never-ending timeliness of its message with the racial divide in the U.S. and around the world. That's going to be something that helps it keep its momentum for all of time, because unfortunately it doesn't look like that's going away anytime soon. I don't know. I just think that while all three of them are really good, I think that that's going to be what stands out from Remember the Titans, opposite of the football greatness that is on display throughout the entirety of it.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest, underdog story of all time in football. Guy who's 5'5", not supposed to make it to a college football team at all.
Mm-mm.
Proves people wrong, gets into Notre Dame College, which was his dream college. People said he would never do it. He did it, and he was able to play on the field in the Notre Dame stadium with his family in the stands, who had never been to a Notre Dame game, and they were able to come watch him play in his final game. It's just an amazing moment, amazing and inspiring movie that will always be my top not even not my favorite football movie, but one of my favorite sports movies of all time.
And like those 5'5 guys, they're the people that nowadays come to play here
because
they can't make it into a Division I program. But he goes to Notre Dame, the top dog at the time, winning national titles left and right. It's just unheard of nowadays.
And he almost quit a couple of times when he had a lot of good people that he met at Notre Dame to say, stick with it. It's gonna be hard. It's not going to be easy. But he stuck with it, and now he's a legend in the Notre Dame football.
Right. Yes. All right, Zach.
All I have to say is Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. That's it. That's all he's got to say.
Okay. Well, you guys did a great job today. Thank you very much. It doesn't make my job easy. But as the rules say,
someone's got to win.
Well, that's not what they say.
Oh, whatever.
They say there can only be one.
It's the same thing.
But mine sounded cooler.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
I'll give you that
one. All right, so for the argument point, I'm going to have to give this one to...
He can't make up his mind.
Yeah.
He had it, and then he's like, wait a minute.
He's like, I just had it, and there I lost it.
Chris.
Okay.
It was Chris.
And for the creativity point,
there you go.
I'm going to give this one to Joe.
Hey.
3 points.
There you go.
Okay. Yes. Someone's keeping track. That's good.
Hey, I got two now.
Andrew's like, Aaron's like, you kept track of your points?
Thought that was my job. All
right, so we have a bonus round real quick. So someone could walk away from 2 points, or Zach can just tie this whole thing up. We'll see what happens. The bonus question is best play in a football film. It doesn't have to be the film they picked necessarily. It could be any football film. So we're going to start with Zach.
Yeah, mine's going to win. It is... I believe they called it the Annex in Puerto Rico.
Ooh,
from
the annexation of Puerto Rico.
The Little Giants.
Oh, man.
Probably greatest football play to ever happen.
Oh,
has been put into practice in real life and
the
proven
Carolina Panthers
to work.
Used it.
Proven to work. So, therefore, it has real world implications. And, I mean, it's just extremely creative and... There's no way to stop it.
There's really not.
I'm dying over here.
Sad thing is, if he didn't go with that, that was going to be my choice.
What was the movie?
The Little Giants.
Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe.
No, and it's Chris because I was the first.
No. He won argument. So,
so now it's you.
Well, I'm going to stick with my movie.
Okay.
It has to be the final scene. After Rudy Rudiger makes his last tackle, his first tackle in college football, the Notre Dame teammates carry him off the field on their shoulders out of the stadium. It has never been done in Notre Dame football history. He's the only player to be carried off the Notre Dame stadium. And it's the last scene in the movie. It gives you chills. I always cry during that movie, and that is my scene when Rudy Rudiger gets carried off the field by
his
teammates.
It's a great scene, but it's not a play.
Yeah, it's not a play.
Oh, I thought it was a scene.
No.
It was a play?
Yeah. You were supposed to pick a football play, man.
When he made the tackle in his final game. There's your play.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Then he gets carried off the field.
Chris, what do you got?
One of the most iconic things from Remember the Titans, fake 23 blast with a backside George reverse. The final play of the state championship game. The quarterback, Sunshine, he takes the snap, hands it off to the wingback coming along the right-hand side. He hands it off to Rev, the former quarterback. This was the whole thing that made the confusion happen for the other team because Coach Boone brought two quarterbacks into the game, both Sunshine and Rev. Rev was the starter to begin the year. Then he got injured. Sunshine took his place, ran the triple option. It was the... iconic triple option look that is still used by some colleges, aka Georgia Tech today. And then Rev just takes it all the way up the right-hand sideline, gets a lot of key blocks from Sunshine. Quarterbacks don't block much anymore, but he was putting people on their butts. And then he ends up with the touchdown to win the state title game. One of the most iconic plays in football cinema legends.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Interestingly, I'm just going to have to give it to Zach based on you guys' reactions. So
that's fair.
All right. That wraps up this round of Cinema Wars, and we will be back next week here on Cinema Wars 6 and 10 on Fridays. Have a good night.
Next time on Cinema Wars, a creative twist as contestants pitch their dream sequel movie. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.